I don't know if many of us know this song. It's a very solemn song. I want us to sing it solemnly. Daily as I live, as often as I praise you, let my whole life be expressions of your grace. Daily, daily, daily as I live, often as I praise you, let my whole life be expressions of your grace.
Choir, please help us.
We cry, Abba Father, hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name.
Cry, Abba Father, we cry,
Abba Father. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name.
Daily, daily,
daily as I live, and often as I breathe, let my whole life be expressions of your grace.
I want you to pray, say, Father, every day that I praise you, Lord, let the whole life, let my whole life be an expression of your grace, O Lord. Let my whole life, O Lord, be an expression of your grace, O Lord. As every day as I live, O Lord, as often as I praise you, O Lord, let my whole life, O Lord, be an expression of your grace, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I want you to pray that one prayer for yourself. Daily as I live, often as I praise you, let my whole life be expressions of your grace. So shall it be in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I want you to welcome somebody by your right, by your left. Say you are welcome to the hours of miracle, the hours of open door. In the mighty hours of celebration, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I'll start this morning with a Christian joke that somebody just gave me. Amen. So there was this pastor. He has been parishioning a church. He has been there for long, and so he was transferred, he said, and he was giving his final speech in his parish, and because he's moving to another parish. And he said to the congregation, he said, well, when I came to this church, the Lord Jesus Christ asked me to come to this church. The Lord asked me to parish this church, to be the pastor of this church. And now God is directing me to go and parish another parish, to go and be the pastor of another parish. He said, God, Jesus Christ is leading me to go to another parish to be their pastor. The whole congregation, they were looking at him. As soon as the pastor sat down, the whole congregation stood up. And they started singing, what a friend we have in Jesus. I thought you all got the joke. He said Jesus Christ asked him to come here. And Jesus Christ, he said that he should go to another parish. Now they said, what a friend we have in Jesus. That Jesus Christ has helped them to take the pastor away. Praise the Lord. Now, the pastor has not been good to them. I hope we are not like that in this parish in Jesus' name. This morning, I want you to open your Bible with me to the book of Luke, Luke chapter 19. Luke chapter 19. And I'm going to read from verse 26 to verse 44. Verse 26 to verse 44. Amen. If you are there, please shout hallelujah. If you are not there, please say, wait for me. Luke is in the New Testament. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I'm reading King James Version. If your version is different from mine, your version is good too. Amen. He said, for I say unto you, Luke chapter 19, from verse 28 to 44. He said, and when he had thus spoken, he went before, ascending up to Jerusalem. And it came to pass, when he was come nigh to Bethage and Bethany, at a month called the month of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying, go ye into the village over against you, in the which at your entering you shall find a colt tied, whereon yet never man sat. Loose him and bring him hither. And if any man ask you, why do ye loose him? Thus say ye unto him, because the Lord hath need of him. Because you are here this morning, everything that has tied you down, because God need of you, you'll be loosed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Everything that has not allowed you to move forward up and until this moment, the Lord will loose you in the mighty name of Jesus. They will untie you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And they that were sent went their way and found even as he had said unto them. And as they were loosing the colt, the owners thereof said unto them, why loose ye the colt? And they said, the Lord had need of him. And they brought him to Jesus. And they cast their garments upon the colt, and they set Jesus thereon. And he went, and as he went, they spread their clothes in the way. And when he was come nigh, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto him, Master, rebuke thy disciples. And he answered and said unto them, I tell you that if this should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. And when he was come near, he beheld the city and wept over it, saying, if thou hast known, even thou, at least in this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace, but now they are hid from thy eyes. For the day shall come upon thee, that thy enemy shall cast a trench upon thee, and cast thee round, and keep thee in on every side. And they shall lay thee even with the ground, and thy children within thee, and they shall not leave in thee one stone upon another, because thou knewest not the time of thy visitation. May the Lord bless the reading of his holy words in Jesus' name. The title of my message is Palm Sunday, opening the door of celebration. Palm Sunday, opening the door of celebration. You know, Palm Sunday is a paradox. It is the opening event of the Holy Week. We know that we are going into the Holy Week now. And the events that in the life of Jesus, if you look at it, the event that transpired from today till the time that he was taken up is very, very significant. The only event, this is the beginning of the only event, and it's a bittersweet. You know, some people are in the period of Lent now, and they will break their Lent. And he saw the breaking of the Lent when you look at the Holy Bible, the breaking of the Lent to when Jesus Christ entered Jerusalem with a shouting of Hosanna. On one hand, Jesus prepared for it. On the other hand, he weeps over it. So Palm Sunday is a day for both cheers and tears. Praise the Lord. So Palm Sunday is a day for both tears and cheers. So why is Palm Sunday is a day of cheers? When Jesus Christ came near the place where the road goes down to the Mount of Olives, he said the whole crowd began joyfully to praise God in loud voices. They began to pray because of all the miracles. They remember they have heard him, all the miracles that he has done. So when you remember Palm Sunday, you remember it as a day of cheers. When people are saying, Hosanna, blessed be the Lord who has come. Blessed be the Lord who has come. So we are now looking at it. When I say Palm Sunday, the door or the opening of the door of celebration. So Palm Sunday is a day of celebration, is a day of gratitude. Sometimes the best thing we can do is to lift our hands and raise our voices and say, thank you, Jesus. For example, for those people who were there that day, that their son had been healed, they can cheer Jesus. Remember that woman whose son was healed. Remember those the people who are celebrating their anniversary wedding, who are getting wedded. Wine went out, and Jesus Christ provided wine for them. So when they saw Jesus entering Jerusalem, it was a day of cheer for them. So celebration brings joy into our life, and joy makes us to be very strong. All of them, when they saw Jesus Christ, they dance and they play and they sing and they laugh. And Jesus said, if I were to command, when they saw Jesus Christ, they said, Jesus Christ, because the Roman Empire, they were looking for him. They were thinking that, okay, Jesus Christ was becoming too popular for them. They were looking for him. They said, tell your disciples to quiet those people who are. And Jesus Christ said, if I ask them to stop, even if my disciples stop, the stone will start up to praise God. I pray that this morning, the Lord will not replace you with stone in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So Palm Sunday is a celebration of gratitude. It's a celebration of gratitude. Because God, through dangers, through toils, through so many things, when you look at it since the beginning of this year, you and I, we have traveled. You and I, we have gone to so many places. Many people did not survive it. In fact, you just found out that you are just driven past a road now. And maybe you are coming back, you just see so many people, so many traffic. They say, what is happening? They will say, it's an accident. And it's the road that you just ply. Praise the Lord. Because God has done this thing for us, you and I, we need to thank him. We need to thank him every day of our life, every moment, every second. And the reason to thank him will not cease from our lives in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Another thing is that Palm Sunday is a celebration of obedience. It is a celebration of obedience. Jesus Christ knew by going to Jerusalem, he was going to die. He knew that the moment he went to Jerusalem, they were looking for him. Yet, he went there. So, we are celebrating obedience on Palm Sunday. Without Palm Sunday, there will not be Resurrection Day. Without Jesus Christ entering Jerusalem, there will not be what we call Christianity today. There will not be reconciliation between man and God. So, we are celebrating obedience today by celebrating Jesus Christ. Celebration is the result of consciously chosen way of thinking and living. Joy in the Lord comes from following the Lord. It is an outward growth of obedience. How many of us will know that they are looking for us and they want to kill us, and yet we will go there today? Nobody. Despite the fact that we have read this story, Jesus Christ knew that by entering Jerusalem, he was going to be killed. But because of the love that he has for you, because of the love that he has for me, yet he went there and he died for you and now. You know, it's a celebration of trust. You know, when I read this place, I remember the song that we used to sing when I was in Apostle Faith. It said, trust and obey, for there is no other way To be happy in Jesus, but to trust and obey. He knew that he was going to die, but yet he trusts God. That what God told him, that God was going to do it for him. How many of us trust God that what he has promised? That even though when we are going through trials and tribulations, when we are going through trials, when we are going through temptations, say God, he said, in everything, he said, when you pass through water, he said, I will be with you. He didn't say if, it's when. Your when may be different, my when may be different. Let us just trust God to see us through. And I pray to God that whatever we are going through today, that Lord will see us through in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Several years ago, there was a controversial movie called The Last Temptation of Jesus Christ. How many of us watched that movie? Praise the Lord. The Last Temptation of... The movie basically suggested that Jesus got into Jerusalem at the news of, and as the noose was tightening around his neck. He said, and he saw that there was no way out. That was what the movie was saying, no way out. And the death was in front of him. He said, Jesus began to reason. Say, why don't I just go back to Nazareth? Marry, have a family, take up carpentry work again, and get out of all this. Nobody seemed to care anyway. That was the summary of that movie. If Jesus had done that, if he had slipped out of town, as he surely could have done, if he had gone back to Nazareth, and if he had lived like everyone else, where would we be now? There will be no forgiveness of sins. There will be no resurrection of the dead. And there will be no life everlasting. And there will be no friend that we have in Jesus. All our sins and our griefs that he has bore, there will be nobody to do that. There will be no cross. And where there is no cross, there is no glory. And where there is no glory, there is nothing that we will be looking forward to. Because Jesus Christ did not sleep out of town. I was watching last week, I was watching a documentary. I'm an avid watcher of documentary. If there is anything that I like very much, is watching documentary. And I was watching, they were showing the last 7 days of Jesus Christ, where he walked in Jerusalem. They were showing everything. And from the analysis, I was looking at it, they were trying to portray Judas Iscariot as an hero. Praise the Lord. That Judas Iscariot actually did the whole world some favor. Because when you look at it, they were showing the actual place that Jesus Christ passed. The reason why they had to go and arrest Jesus Christ in the night. So they were showing it, and the people who were the narrator, they were Jews. And they said what happened was that when Jesus Christ, there were so many crowds. They showed the temple, they showed so many people who were outside, and they look at it, people, the money changers, all of them, they were outside. Jesus Christ was becoming too popular. So if they had to arrest him among the people, there would be bloodshed. Praise the Lord. So in order to avoid bloodshed, that's why Judas Iscariot had to betray Jesus Christ, had to show up that this is a man. And along that line, and I was looking at it, and I'm looking at our life today. Why is it so difficult that for them to be able to identify Jesus Christ among the disciples? Why was it so difficult for them? Why was it that Judas Iscariot had to go and kiss Jesus Christ before they could identify him? They showed the place in the night where Jesus Christ, because on the second day, he had to leave the people and go to a mount. And it was there. They showed the tree, how the place looked like then, and how he had to go and reside there alone. Even while alone, why was it difficult for them to go and arrest him there? The whole documentary was showing that, okay, Judas Iscariot was trying to avoid bloodshed. That was why he had to show this. But the lesson that I took from there, my own from the documentary, is that today we look at so many of our leaders. They don't need to, because they boast a lot. Because they do a lot of things. Jesus Christ was Jesus Christ. He was the leader. Among the leaders, why was it difficult for them to recognize that this is their leader? Why would it be that someone had to show? And it tells me something. Just like they say in England, Prime Minister, Primus, because the meaning of Prime Minister is Primus inter pares. That is first among the equals. For you to become a Prime Minister in England, you must be a member of the Parliament first. So if you are not a member of Parliament, it's among the member of Parliament that they will select you. If you are not elected as a member, you cannot be Prime Minister. So it shows that all of us as leaders, we need to humble ourselves. As a leader, it could be in the office, it could be at home. You must humble yourself. And this is what happened in the life of Jesus Christ. He humbled himself that it was difficult for them to identify him. The Bible says in the book of Philippians chapter 2, verse 8 to 10. Philippians chapter 2, verse 8 to 10. We are talking about obedience. He said, I've been found in the fashion as a man. He humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death on the cross. Wherefore God hath exalted him and give him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, of things in earth, and things under the earth. So today is a day of celebration. It's a day of obedience. It shows us how obedient we should be. Part of obedience is payment of our tithe. I want somebody to open the Bible to Matthew 23:23 for me. Matthew 23:23, because I've been accosted by so many people. And I want somebody with NLT. Before you read it, wait. Because people have said that if tithe were to be that important, Jesus Christ would have mentioned it. If tithe were to be that important, Jesus Christ would have mentioned it. Tithe was in the Old Testament. Tithe has nothing to do in today. Somebody with NLT to please read that one for me. NLT. He said, what sorrow awaits you, teachers of religious, and you, Pharisees, hypocrites. What? Yes. Okay. Amen. He said, you should what? Who is talking here? That is what I want to bring to us. He said, you should what? You should tithe. This is Jesus Christ's word. If you look at some Bible, it was printed in red, right? He said, you should tithe. The Lord will give us the heart of obedience in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Number three, as I'm rounding up, Palm Sunday is a day of tears. Praise the Lord. He said, as he approached Jerusalem and he saw the city, the Bible recorded in Luke chapter 19, verse 41 to 42, he said, he wept over Jerusalem. He wept not because of the fact that he was going to die, but he wept because of what is going to happen to Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. So many times when you see some people and you are telling them, don't do this one, it leads to destruction. Don't do this one, it leads to destruction. It is not because of you. It is because of them. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, there were two places in the Bible where the Bible recorded that Jesus Christ wept. Here is number one. The second one is when he went to see the Lazarus. Praise the Lord. He wept because of Jerusalem. And when you go, because of our time, I may not be able to go there. When you go to the Matthew chapter 19, verse 43, you will see it there. In the year 70 AD, the reason why Jesus Christ was weeping came to Jerusalem. The army led by the Roman general. The Roman general's name was Titus. Because Jesus Christ said that Jerusalem was going to be in ruin, that there was nothing going to be left there. And what Jesus Christ said, in 70 AD, a general by the name Titus came and destroyed the whole of Jerusalem. In my native language, He said that a dog that will get lost will not hear the whistle of the hunter. Praise the Lord. He said, a dog that will get lost will not hear the whistle of the hunter. I pray that we will not get lost in the mighty name of Jesus. When we say, don't do this one, when we say that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, that is the way. Accept him. Trust him. And it will be there for you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Wherever people grieve, Jesus Christ weeps. Wherever the children suffer, Jesus weeps. Wherever lives are being torn apart and lives are empty, Jesus Christ restores hope. And I pray that where hope has been lost in your life, the Lord will restore hope in your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. It's a day of tears. He looked at what is going to happen. He looked at what is happening in Jerusalem. He looked at the temple. He saw that all the people there, they were money changers. They were doing what God is asking them not to do. But Jesus Christ warned them. He said, look at this place. There was not going to be any stone on top of each other. He said, when stone on top of each other, he said, when you know where you set a house, you have block, you have stone, you have block, you have stone. He said, nothing. And it came to pass. I pray, whatever warning the Lord is warning you, whatever word of God that God is giving you, you will hear the warning in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And your life will be straightened in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. It's not everything that Jesus Christ will give you succor on. It's not everything that you ask God, that God is going to give you. Because he knows when to give you. He knows which not to give you. What not to give you. Apostle Paul said in the book of 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 to 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 to 9. He said, even though I have received such wonderful revelations from God. He said, so to keep me from becoming proud. He said, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger from Satan to torment me and keep me from becoming proud. He said, three different times I begged the Lord to take it away. He said, each time he said, my grace is all you need. He said, my power works best in weakness. He said, so I am glad to boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ can work through me. This is Apostle Paul. He said that he begged God. He said, look, God, this thing that is affecting me, this thing that is upon me, Father, take it away. So Father God said, yes, my grace is sufficient for you. I pray those things that you are struggling with, that grace of God will be sufficient for you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. God is requesting and is requiring all of you now for commitment. It's the period of Palm Sunday is period of commitment. It's period of what? Period of commitment. God is requesting from you to be committed. When he's asking you to be committed, not only in your with your money or with your time, but in everything that you have, God is asking you to be committed. And I pray that at this moment, God will give you the grace to be committed as you move nearer to God. The song says, nearer my God to thee.
Nearer to thee. Nearer my God to thee. Nearer to thee.
I want us to rise up from our seat.
Even though it be a cross that changes me.
Can somebody project it? Nearer my God to thee.
Still on my song shall be near.
I want you to pray. I want you to say, Father, Father, in this period of Holy Week, O Lord, let me be closer to you. Let me be moved. Let me move to you, O Lord. Let me move to you, O Lord. Let me move to you, O Lord. Let me be closer to you. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let me be closer to you, Lord. Let me move closer to you, Lord. Whatever that I'm going through, O Lord. Father, Lord, let me be closer to you, Lord. Let this period, O Lord, be a period of celebration. A period, O Lord, of spiritual growth, O Lord. A spiritual rejuvenation for me, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray.
Shall we please stretch our hands to the servant of God and just ask the King of Glory, we continue to fill him afresh. The Lord, we continue to empower him in this ministry. He will not falter. He will not stumble. He will not fail. In the name of Jesus. Father, thank you. Blessed be your name, O God. Uphold your son, O God. Father, King of Glory. Thank you, Lord.